Good morning, everyone. Today I was kind of looking at the verses that we'd be looking at and the time of year it is, you know, and the songs, even the songs Rich chose for today. And, you know, who the greatest would become the least for us, you know, and it started on the day, you know, Christ came to this earth. So I'm going to try and get through this without falling apart. Because a lot of times, like, we have, I find that we make judgments, we pass judgment a lot on our circumstances, on other people that surround us, and other things, and, you know, we all say, you know, that who are we to do that, you know, we shouldn't do that, but we wind up assuming things and making false assumptions based on skin-deep stuff that we don't, when we don't take the time to look at something deeper. And even in the Word, you know, we have all of this, all the prophets just pointing to Christ, pointing to Christ, pointing to Christ, pointing to Christ. And still yet, when Christ comes to us, the people of the time are sitting there expecting something else from him to be. They're wanting him to suit their needs. It's like they're wanting to fit him into their box of need. And sometimes when we do that, we lose what Christ really wants for us. There's a different path, you know, the true will of God. So in here, you know, he does a great job in the Old Testament telling us what's going to happen in the future. And so as we look at it today, end of 12,000, you know, 2019, we're looking at all of it in the history, but here it's spoken in the future, and it's so clear, it seems, to what is going to happen. Try and get through this. All right. This is Isaiah 53. I'm just going to read the chapter in whole. And I've chosen the New English Translation just because of it. It's like it gives the highlights the way we like to kind of categorize highlights of people's, you know, like lifetime achievement award. You know, these are his, what's going to happen. None of it's. Isaiah 53. Who would have believed what we just heard? When was the Lord's power revealed through him? He sprouted up like a twig before God, like a root out of parched soil. He had no stately form or majesty that might catch our attention. No special appearance that we should want to follow him. He was despised and rejected by people, one who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from him. He was despised and we considered him insignificant. But he lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain. Even though we thought he was being punished, attacked by God, and afflicted by something he had done, he was wounded because of our rebellious deeds. Crushed because of our sins. He endured punishment that made us well. Because of his wounds, we have been healed. All of us have wandered off like sheep. Each of us have strayed off on his own path. But the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack him. He was treated harshly and afflicted. But he did not even open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughtering block, like a sheep silent before her shearers, he did not even open his mouth. He was led away after an unjust trial, but who even cared? Indeed, he was cut off from the land of the living. Because of the rebellion of his own people, he was wounded. They intended to bury him with criminals, but he ended up in a rich man's tomb. Because he had committed no violent deeds. nor had he spoken deceitfully. Though the Lord desired to crush him and make him ill, once restitution is made, he will see descendants and enjoy long life, and the Lord's purpose will be accomplished through him. Having suffered, he will reflect on his work. He will be satisfied when he understands what he has done. My servant will acquit many, for he carried their sins. So I will assign him a portion with the multitudes. He will divide the spoils of victory with the powerful, because he willingly submitted to death and was numbered with the rebels. When he lifted up the sin of many, he intervened on behalf of the rebels. And with the rebels, he intervened for us. And with that,